One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three.
Let's rise for the invocation. Pastor Terry Crawford, followed by the pledge.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity to gather for the business of our city. Lord, bless what we do here today, and let those decisions be for the best of your glory and for the needs of the citizens of Ocala. We ask this in your precious Son's name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call.
Terry Crawford.
Here.
Sandy Klein.
Here.
Travis McDonald. Jerry Glover.
Here.
We have one.
Okay.
All right.
We have a fifth one that's out too? I mean, no one resigned, did they?
Andy didn't resign.
Andy?
But we did not find a replacement.
Oh, Andy did?
Very few applicants, if any.
Did I miss that? Did he, I was gone last.
This was a few months ago.
Man, where the hell have I gone?
We missed a couple of years.
Yeah.
Most of the couple meetings and stuff. So it's not your fault.
Okay. Thank you. You're kind.
But there is a vacancy on the board, so if you know somebody that wants to serve, direct them to the city clerk.
Yeah.
Who will help them fill out the application, go through the process.
Is there any place we should advertise that, that anybody can go there?
It's on the city's website.
Yeah. Who reads that?
Airport Facebook page.
What about a bulletin board at Landmark? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you kind of want people that are interested.
Yeah.
Well, anybody come to your mind that we can?
No, I don't.
Okay, we'll ponder it. All right. Consideration of minutes of prior meetings. Anybody have any corrections or additions? Not motion to approve.
I'll submit. I'm here for approval.
Second.
All right, all in favor? Aye. Unfinished business, master plan update.
Yeah. We are rapidly approaching the final stretch on this project. The workshop in front of city council to go over items that we've discussed here in our little group here will be on Tuesday, November 12th. At 11:30 a.m. That's over at the City Hall. I can't stress how important it is for the airport board to be there. This is probably one of the more important roles that the airport board has in the eyes of the City Council. So I'm looking forward to that. Should be good. The Landmark Fuel Farm. They've been out to bid and on the street since October 1st. The bid opening is November 5th, next week. And then we'll have. Incidentally, we had the state inspector come out a few weeks ago, and he was fine with the timeline and bidding it and getting the contractor on site. As long as he was kept updated, he had no other qualms against the process. So that was good news. Question.
Still planning to put it over there, right?
Right by the TM. Okay. New business from the industrial park marketing efforts at that same city council meeting on November 12th. The CEP, Chamber Economic Partnership, will be discussing their efforts to market our industrial park areas. This is just a sample of some of the items, little handouts that we've got available. Kevin Sheely from the CEP will make a presentation. So it'll just be, basically, it's going to be an airport workshop on November 12th. Master plan and then the industrial park marketing. It's my supervisor's goal to make the airport first and foremost focus with CEP when it comes to bringing business to the area.
Not Magna, huh?
I'm sorry?
Not the Magna?
That's what I hear. So I'm excited to hear that. I'm excited to hear what Kevin Shum has to say about marketing and what he's going to do. We got all of them, that's any questions.
Mayor, what time is it, please?
11:30, that's when it starts.
Here?
It'll be at City Hall.
Just putting it in the calendar now, that's taking the time. My nimble finger.
It's only 12, it won't be there.
Correct.
Okay. New business.
Airport engineer consultant selection. Our current contract with Reynolds Smith and Hill expires in February 2014. I'm requesting the board to nominate one of its members to sit on a RFQ review selection committee. I was hoping to get the RFQ issued in October. It just continues to realize, get it out on the streets in November and have somebody on the hook in February, so.
So between you two, one of you then?
Jerry wants to know, sure.
So let's sit on the selection committee for the airport master plan consultant.
Yes.
Thank you.
I've done it before, I think it's an opportunity. Put some airport. That's what we're doing going forward. We have experience on the force and we've got to do.
Okay.
Jerry, I'll put together the draft RFQ, I'll work the purchase and get that done. And I'll bring you in on conversations, see if we can tweak it with the rest of the committee members before we put it on the street. I'm sure we all are in agreement on all of the reports. So I'll give it to you next week or so. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All of it, or so. Terminal parking lot improvements. We've been kicking this around for a while now. Right now, we have three rental cars in the terminal, and two of them conduct their washing activities on the north end of the terminal, and then Avis conducts it basically right at the front. And we want to try and move it away from that area. It clutters it up, and there's standing water all the time. There's no real good drainage out there. We've looked at a number of different areas within that parking lot. We've looked all the way on the south end. In this area, the problem with that is whatever we build there is going to have to get relocated from building terminal. So we've looked at this area out in the grass on this side. It's far enough away that it won't affect the construction of the new terminal or the demolition of the old one in this area. And it's compatible with all the other uses out there. So what we're looking at doing is just putting a concrete pad, an oil water separator with a trench drain that'll collect all that runoff, and put a three-car carport, something just right there. And then the cost of the facility, we'll divvy out, annualize it over 1 year to the three runs car company, so they'll pay for it.
There's a bit of an eyesore there, like you're going for a nice tower. Why, just asking, I know you talked about the north side, you clipped the picture off there so you can't see out where that goes, but isn't there a fair amount of room to the south? I mean, it's only a pad in what you're talking about. How would that be too much in the way of the construction?
Well, when you overlay the terminal on top of it, it's literally, it's right there.
What if you moved it closer to the road? Kind of got a, you know, got close to the road and out. You know, a lot of places the rental car people work with something that's way down the road. So we're accommodating them quite nicely. It seemed to me, if you tucked it along that fence or brought it out more towards the road, it would look better. Couldn't see it as much from the air side. It would be out of the way for terminal expansion and so forth. It might even be, you know, a better place to put it, because this area right here, you certainly wouldn't want it to stay there once you do terminals. We want the car wash and that out of the car.
And is that inside the fence?
Straps, yeah, the fence is really good.
Yeah, there's a good bit more room there, it's just an open field.
There is downside to it, just immediately from my observation, it's a longer run of utilities out there. But I'll tell you what, Terry will take a look at it.
Because the fence could, you know, you could just, it's not expensive to move the fence, just. Okay, again, that way they could have access to it off of, anybody access to it off the street if you're second, secondary entrance. The further away you can tuck it out of the way, because I was there this morning, I dropped the car off. And I brought it from Orlando last time, so. It's a zoo. It doesn't look very business-like. They rent cars and it seems to work. Did they rent more cars to be a Fort Lee nice route, that's probably good.
We'll take a look at that.
For sure.
But speaking of rent car companies, they're all of our monthly agreements right now.
They're a great revenue source.
They're an amazing revenue source. Unfortunately, they just barely pay their way to the terminal area. We have these between the utilities, the facilities maintenance, and just the janitorial cleaning of the facility. It runs about $1,500 a month. But because of the just small offices that they encompass at $19 a square foot, it barely pays for itself. Now, we do get 3% off each car rental, but that, I have to separate that out because the car rental companies need decent office space from anyone. And it's still a big deal at the other.
Same time, I think you have to look at both of those revenue sources. What is revenue sources in total contributing, just because they don't have big footprint?
Well, what I'm proposing to do is to execute a 4-year lease with the rent car companies at $19 square foot rate, which brings them all equal to where the highest point is at right now. And then it's to the camp, the $500 a month for each rent car. And then the 3% rental is on top of that. That's the pass down fee that they have passed down to their customers that shows up on the receipt.
Matt, when you calculate your square footage, are you counting just behind the counter there or the whole building or a portion?
Historically, it's just been what they're using in the counter area.
Well, I mean, there's an awful lot of wasted space there, but like on some of our rental buildings where you have big corridors for people to get each tenant space, take advantage of that, you know. And so, let's say there's 1,000 feet of corridors and hallways, etc. And there's 4 people, they would each take 25% of the 250. And sometimes it's at a reduced rate, but it's another way to look at that. Because you can't have a building with just a, you know, a walk-up counter facing to the outside.
Right.
Essentially what they've got.
Well, how would the board feel if staff went directly to Jerry and coming up with the
like a grant?
Great. I'll be calling you, not next week, well, the week later.
You do that for a living, you'll be able to do it from that.
Another way to accomplish it would be through the camp, because they're probably not paying anything towards taxes, which is a big part of the camp. The camp on Marion County building is probably $3 a foot. Yeah. I mean, the tax portion of it.
Okay.
So.
I think you're right. Some airports charge a lot more than 3%.
They do, but they have capped the pockets. I think it's 11 or 12% at Orlando International. But they're taxable.
But the reason they're here is because people think of renting a car. Where do you go to rent a car to go to the airport, even though it had an airline service?
But Enterprise, I think they got 4 or 5 other locations all throughout the county.
Mm-hmm. They're a little different than the Vegas airports. Yeah. And National.
Okay. Well, I frequently rent one here, drive it to Orlando, drop it off, and I'm gone for a long time, and then drive it back, pay $20 a day apart, so.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. Can you get a 3% of it?
I'll take a discount.
I'll show you the price for the park for seven.
On the fuel deliveries, year-to-date, we're still looking pretty good, 9.3% over this time last year. There's a weird avgas number here. We didn't have any avgas deliveries in September. But all that bounces out at the end of the year. So the big number is 9.3% over last year. So that's good. Operationally speaking, we're at just over 4,000 for the month of September. Still on track to do about 60,000 to 62,000.
Still puts us at the lower end of this group.
Still puts us at one of the lowest performing patrol departments in the state. Fernando, maybe lower.
Fernando County is principal patrol.
First.
I was called just before the end of September by a Star Banner reporter, Carr, asking me, you know, when the funding was expiring, and what, and then I referred her to you because. She may have called you. What's the deal?
Current appropriations go through, I think it's January 15th. So yeah. I say until January 15th, and then
yes.
Unless Congress does anything, you know, we're out of luck. Everybody, yeah.
How is Leesburg doing? Aren't they close to the same number we had?
They were. I think they're a little higher. And I don't have an update numbers from them, but I'll put the numbers together and see where the year-end figures are for, coming in.
It really doesn't matter. It's whatever it is. The government, though, even though the cutbacks and all that are happening, they still seem predisposed to once they're operating. So, and then we have talked about
the closest thing to have more
quality and quantity. It's just you got a tower you keep coming. So that's our advantage.
It is. A few things to brief the board on. The Collins Foundation store called us about a month ago and said that they had an opening. Could we accommodate them? Well, we weren't going to stick it out. We enjoy having them come here. They'd be great things to hear for the community out. So we've been scrambling and working real hard, trying to put together a sponsors list, food vendors, trying to get all the support materials in place. On the 8th, we have a charter arrival. Vanderbilt. Vandy's got one. On Delta. So we'll be, that program will be pretty busy on the 8th. And actually, on the 9th, 99s are having a big fun. And then you also be here on that weekend as well, so it's going to be a busy weekend. Anyway, I'd invite the board to come, 8th, 9th, or 10th. Landmark is having a cicada event.
On the 7th.
On the 7th. Okay. Oh, the day before. Okay.
In the evening, I think it's 5 to 7.
And which
time? They still have that, some of their insurance paperwork. I got it out earlier.
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo.
And Jared Lee.
Yeah. So we've got that event going on, and then I have some good and bad news. Tailwinds gave their notice a couple days ago. They gave a 1-day notice.
Mm-hmm. Tailwinds.
They've been struggling for months, they couldn't figure it out. Tracy and I are working on a request for opportunity. Basically, it's a concessionaire RFP. It's with the city right now. The city's going to let, because even though it's Landmark is the prime landlord, the city's going to let us post it locally on the city website, with Tracy being the main contact. And I mentioned it very briefly on the airport Facebook page, and I think they got immediate attention.
I guess that's the bad news. I think we're going to have the opportunity to get somebody in there. It has to be an owner-operator. We just need to have somebody live in New Jersey running an airport, running a restaurant.
What about Sam?
She's got her own restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, she's welcome. What were they saying there? I mean, the rent's too high, the traffic's too low, combination?
It's a labor thing. I mean, like I said, you have to be an owner-operator that's just, you can't hire a full manager and staff. That's just me that's there, like Sam's purple. They're there, they cook, the waitress, you know.
Yeah, but they have business response when anybody else has because of the nature of the service they get.
And yeah.
Well, like I said, I think it's going to be, I think we're going to have a meeting. That's a good, we've done a lot of it.
So the bad is that, you know, it's
short.
Bad news for the crew that's there, but the good news is it's an opportunity for us to build on the restaurant model. So it'll be a little transitional timeframe, but a lot of good press on it so far.
So it'll be a little less stressful.
There's a legal work on this.
I say, who's?
It's right around 1,000.
No percentage gross.
No percentage gross, yeah.
That's concerning.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of.
Airport residents that are successful can be more haunted house. People stay away.
That's not going to happen. We already have that covered in the criteria. The ladies that can be open to.
Not going to happen.
What's a successful model look like? Where would you guys apply for the hamburger regular?
The perfect landing at Centennial Airport.
Well, okay, but something nearby.
I think Flagler's got a pretty good one. St. Augustine does a pretty good job on Williston.
Williston.
Why is it 7 o'clock and not say 8?
We close at 9, and I don't want people, I want them to have time to clean and get out of there, and I don't want it to turn into a bar. I want it to be a cafe and restaurant. I don't want, because there were many times in the past where there was excessive drinking and carrying on going on in the evenings. So, just for our flying customers, and can't do that again.
All the pilots are in there drinking, it doesn't work.
Yeah. So that's the reason here.
If you're in a certain city. Oh,
policy. That was not that policy. Okay. The market will take care of that, whatever it is. That's it. Okay. We got Harold, we got Dewar. You did a great job.
Thanks. Hey, all you guys out there, what are you doing here?
It looked like you're talking from a distance.
You got anything to say?
You're hungry.
any others than just attending? Anything?
No, nope. Can we get an introduction so we know which firms you're with?
Yeah.
For the fire?
Sure. I'm Chase Cleese with Cushions from.
What's your
name? I'm Bill Crane with URS.
I'm Bill McGrew with Atkins.
I'm Paul Piro with Kenny Moore.
Wow.
You guys can bring it everywhere, and you obviously know what
we're good friends.
I just met these guys today.
He told us he would just pass through.
Yeah, exactly.
I was looking for a bar.
All right.
We're consultants.
Any other business? No. Motion adjourned.
I'll move for adjournment.
Oh. All right.
FedEx and Britt Bombs.